Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry Public Library Director Mary Murphy. Mary, thank you as always for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So today we are talking about a couple things, starting with the sesquicentennial celebration. Now, I know people are asking, Joe, why do you have Mary Murphy with the library talking about sesquicentennial? Well, that's because you are talking about all of the kids' activities that are going to be during the celebration. So why don't you start us off and just talk about an overview of the kids' activities for the 150th party?
Well, it's all around the library. Surprise!
Surprise!
Yes. Railroad Street is actually going to be blocked off, so you will have to park over across the street, kitty corner from the library or the streets around us, because Railroad Street and Willis will be blocked off. But we will start the kids' activities at 11 o'clock, July 6th. So what can you expect? Well, there's going to be a bubblegum blowing contest at 11. Following that, at 11:30, a pie eating contest. The popcorn stand is going to be open. And then inside the library, you will have fun and games. We have balloon twisting. We have face painting. We have a photo booth, which is new. So I'm waiting to see how this goes over. And there will be giant size Jenga going on, and giant size Connect Four, and giant size dominoes going on. Well, not real giant size, about the size of the piece of paper, but much bigger than the little ones. The bubbles that everybody enjoyed at the Kids Fest earlier this month will be right outside the library's entrance. So that is actually sponsored by the Ministerial Association. So we'll have all things kids going on in the library and around the library.
For sure. So that's a lot of stuff going on there. And you didn't mention one of the bigger events, I think, of the day that happens also on Railroad Street on the stage. And that is a special concert. So what can you tell me about this?
Well, the Okie Dokie Brothers are a Grammy Award winning band. They are going to be playing from 12:30 to 1:30. And afterwards, Perry's Hispanic Dancers are going to be performing on Railroad Street. Yes, that is, I guess, the biggie that's going to happen. So come and have your fun and games, but then come to the concert that's going to be outside on Railroad Street. The stage will be right there. You can't miss it.
All right. The Okie Dokie Brothers, obviously you mentioned that they're Grammy Award winning artists. What is their kind of style?
Kind of country-ish, really aimed toward children. So if you were thinking about wandering up there and having a good time and then sitting out on the lawn of the Carnegie or the library and listening to the band, I think you're going to have a great time.
Okie dokie.
Okay, I have a corny sense of humor, so I had to laugh at that.
All right, I appreciate your pity laugh. All right, now also involved with the celebration is going to be some... In celebrating the sesquicentennial for Perry, you're going to turn back the clock a little bit and have some old-fashioned games as well, correct?
Yes, we are going to have some what they call old-style games. If you hearken back to, well, if I hearken back to my field days, gunny sack races, wheelbarrow races, egg on a spoon, and those are all taking place in that grassy area just south of St. Patrick's on 3rd Street. We're kind of moving the venue over away from where Railroad Street is just for these games, and the school is actually sponsoring the game, so I wouldn't be surprised if some PE teacher is over there, your favorite one, organizing these games. And it's open to everyone, all the children that ever wanted to participate.
All right. Well, anything else about the sesquicentennial activities before we talk about some other things?
Oh, there's a scavenger hunt at the library. The Friends of the Library have organized a scavenger hunt. And this is really kind of cool because it's all about Perry. Where in Perry is the scavenger hunt? For example, one of the questions is, where's George? So anybody participating in the scavenger hunt will get a tattoo, temporary tattoo, I should say. The temporary tattoo is of the logo, the 150 Perry logo, and it's pretty cool.
All right. Well, now I wanted to ask you about the summer reading program, because it's always a big deal every summer. And you've had a lot of success with this year, correct?
Yes. The children, they come every morning. We have programs 5 days a week. The teen program is on Mondays and Fridays. We just had our second adult summer reading program last night with Jane Traver for storytelling. Our theme is a universe of stories. And our first one was Naked Eye Stargazing out at Vow Center. And then the next one for us will be drones. So Brian Eitman will bring the city's drone and kind of show us how it's done. I am really excited because it actually shows off what the city's drone can do. And they use it in firefighting because you can see thermal images with it. So all those things drone, you can ask Brian because he's the pro at running the drone, and that at least our drone. But no, the numbers are coming in. People are excited. People have fun. And that's what I like.
For sure. Now, when is that drone program?
July 11th. It's a Thursday evening and it starts at 6:30.
Now, do you actually have to be signed up for the Adult Summer Reading Program to visit that?
No. But we'd like you to. We're giving away cool prizes this year. If you read two books and do a book review saying, yes, you liked it, or no, I didn't, you get a chip clip that, you know, it has a star in the Perry Public Library logo on it. The second prize, if you read two more books, you get a book. You go to the friend's shelf, it's a book coupon. And the third prize, I know everybody wants these. It's a t-shirt that says celebrating 25 years at the library. And the grand prizes will be given away at our finale. And we have always lots of fun stuff to give away. And this year we're giving away commemorative coins of the sesquicentennial.
So what you're basically saying is, even though we're almost into July here, it's still not too late to get involved with any of the summer reading programs.
That is correct. People misunderstand that. And you can start the third week in July and still participate. All we want you to do is read during the summer. Well, read all year long, but reading for the summer for teens and for students in elementary school is so important because it prevents the summer slide. And that takes about 6 weeks to catch up if you don't do anything over the summer. So it's really important. And that's one of our major programs and our major thrust of why we have summer reading.
Absolutely. Well, Perry Public Library Director Mary Murphy, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Happy 4th of July and happy sesquicentennial.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Mary. I appreciate it as always.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Mary Murphy. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.